Thy kingdom come. What unifies the Old Testament and the New Testament is the teaching concerning the kingdom of God. The Old Testament prophets declared the kingdom as a day when men and women would live together in peace and prosperity. All social problems would end and all evil would pass away. The Old Testament proclaimed a day when the Messiah would come, his kingdom would be established, problems would be solved, and the enemies of God would be placed under the feet of his messianic king. This was the Jewish expectation when Jesus and his ministry appeared on the scene. Isaiah chapter 2 speaks of this future day. The Lord will settle international disputes, all the nations will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. All wars will stop and military training will come to an end. Isaiah 2:4, New Living Translation. Jesus' message was not new when he came on the scene and proclaimed, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand," Mark 1:15. This was what the Jews had been waiting for hundreds of years, a time where God's will would be done on earth just as perfectly as it is done in heaven, Matthew 6:10. The earth will reflect everything that heaven reflects. Romans 8:18-23 speaks of this day. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will give us later, for all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, everything on earth was subjected to God's curse. All creation anticipates the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, also groan to be released from pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for that day when God will give us our full rights as children, including the new bodies he has promised us. Romans 8:18-23, New Living Translation. Even we that have the Spirit of God are waiting for a day in which we will see the redemption of our bodies. The blessings of the kingdom may be tasted of now, Hebrews 6:4-5, through healings and miracles, but it will be fully experienced in the future when all things are made new. Isaiah 11:6-9 speaks of the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness will dwell. 2 Peter 3:13. In that day the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard and the goat will be at peace. Calves and yearlings will be safe among lions, and a little child will lead them all. The cattle will graze among bears. Cubs and calves will lie down together, and lions will eat grass as the livestock do. Babies will crawl safely among poisonous snakes. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes and pull it out unharmed. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. And as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. Isaiah 11:6-9, New Living Translation. This is the concept that the Old Testament and the Jewish people had of the future kingdom. When the Messiah comes, he would set all things in order. Jesus did not correct this concept of his kingdom. He only added a time element and a new aspect to its understanding. Acts 1:6-7, Mark 4:11. The Old Testament does not divide the first and second coming of the Messiah as the New Testament does. So the Jewish expectation of his coming was to be one event. Into this culture and understanding, Jesus appeared. If you're going to be honest with the scriptures, Jesus' message was the kingdom of God. Everything he says and does centers around this subject. What Jesus said and what Jesus did brought together in reality the truth he was proclaiming. I believe his message and his works demonstrated that he was the Messiah, John 7:31. I believe that his message and his miracles demonstrated his authority over the evil one, Matthew 12:26-29. I believe his message and miracles demonstrated his right to rule, 1 Corinthians 15:25. A stronger man than the strong man, Satan, has come and spoiled the enemy's house and taken his goods, Matthew 12:29. Is there a present reality of the kingdom? Yes. Is there a future reality of the kingdom? Yes. Each and every time that a miracle takes place, the powers of the age to come are present now, Hebrews 6:5. Each and every time there is a spiritual new birth, the powers of the age to come are present now. If you want to hear Jesus say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," Matthew 25:34, then you must repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, Acts 3:19. The real enemy of mankind are not the governments of this world, but the spiritual forces of darkness that rule over the hearts of men. To enjoy the age to come, one must renounce the god of this present evil age. Only by doing so shall you enjoy the blessings of the kingdom of God. Today, the children of the kingdom and the children of the wicked one are mixed together in this present evil world. At a future time, there will be a separation. Matthew 13:37-43. Whose side will you be on?